Today in Business from Wired.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
James Damore offended fellow students in Harvard grad school skit by Natasha Tiku. James Damore, the former Google engineer who was fired Monday after posting a missive criticizing the company's diversity programs, offended fellow Harvard graduate students with an off-color skit during a 2012 retreat, prompting two professors to send an email apologizing for the performance. At the time, Damore was a doctoral student in systems biology. Along with a few dozen other students and faculty, he attended a two-day retreat at a hotel in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, that included discussions about science as well as a dinner, followed by students performing in skits that typically poke fun at professors. According to accounts of the event from three people who attended and one person familiar with the skit, Damore performed as Professor Timothy Mitchison, who discovered a concept initially called microtubule jerking. Damore, portraying Mitchison, used suggestive phrases to thank women who had helped him with the jerking discussion. The delivery was just awful, the student tells Wired. It's a room full of scientists, so there's a lot of awkwardness, but this was especially awkward. Maybe told in a different way, it would have been received as a joke. A second person who attended the event does not remember the specifics involving Mitchison, but the second student recalls that Damore's performance crossed the line. It seemed inappropriate, and I remembered a portion of the community asking him to apologize. The third classmate, a female, tells Wired that jokes in the skits usually roast colleagues, but typically the focus is on professors, not students. He was a kind person whose misguided attempt to be funny failed, she says. I think that he wanted the skit to be a chance for him to be funny and cool, but overdid it. After the event, which was first reported by Gizmodo, Mitchison and Andrew Murray, the co-directors of the program, emailed the department to apologize. Even in the context of a deliberately humorous event, targeting any group within the program that can be defined by gender, by ethnicity, by sexual orientation, or by religious affiliation is never acceptable, the professors wrote, according to a copy of the email reviewed by Wire. Dear members of the Systems Biology Program, at our recent retreat, a student skit presented material that offended many members of our community. Skits are an important form of self-expression, and we believe that students should feel free and even encouraged to make fun of the faculty, the academic leadership of the program, and the trials and tribulations of being a young scientist. But even in the context of a deliberately humorous event, targeting any group within the program that can be defined by gender, by ethnicity, by sexual orientation, or by religious affiliation is never acceptable. As the directors of the program, we are responsible for creating a culture in which this important principle is self-evident. The responsibility for any offense thus lies with us, and we would like to offer our sincere apology for uneasiness, embarrassment, or offense that any of you suffered at the retreat. Yours sincerely, Andrew Murray and Tim Mitchison. Damore left Harvard with a master's degree in systems biology in 2013 and did not complete his Ph.D., the university says. Damore's classmates say they do not believe the incident at the retreat prompted his departure. Damore did not respond to a request for comment about the Harvard incident, nor did Mitchison and Murray. Until Tuesday, Damore's LinkedIn profile included Ph.D. systems biology. Damore appears to have changed the profile after Wired reported that he had not completed the degree. According to the LinkedIn profile, Damore had been a software engineer at Google since December 2013. Last week, he posted a 10-page memo on an internal discussion board criticizing Google's efforts to diversify its workforce, particularly for women. The post sparked widespread criticism inside and outside Google and some support for his views, and Google CEO Sundar Pichai told employees on Monday that Damore's memo violated Google's code of conduct by advancing harmful gender stereotypes in our workplace. Damore told Wired on Monday night he'd been fired. Prior to Harvard, Damore conducted research in a lab at MIT. According to a curriculum vitae posted on MIT's site, Damore grew up in Illinois and earned a bachelor's degree in molecular biology, physics, and chemistry from the University of Illinois in 2010. The CV lists numerous academic and intellectual honors, including awards in chess and Rise of Nations, a computer strategy game. Damore's fellow students at Harvard remember him as very smart but awkward around people. He was clearly socially maladjusted, says the student who recalled Damore's performance as Mitchison. This classmate says he did not view Damore as some sort of raving sexist or bigot. But this classmate adds, when you're really smart, you're prone to thinking that you can solve these big issues if you just think real hard on them. And if you don't have the social skills to navigate a dicey issue, it can go wildly awry, the classmate says.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.